Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jeff, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I've learned a lot since I joined this community. I knew nothing about women really and was confused by their reactions to things and attitudes. My experience is the more you let women walk over you, the less they respect you. I had a girlfriend when I was 24. I'm now 48, and she had come over to my place to watch a movie and then spend the night with me. We agreed that we would watch some chick flick that she wanted to see as soon as she got out of the shower. So off to the shower she went. While she was in the shower, I discovered a television movie that I never saw the end to, and had about 30 minutes left to go, which was about right, where I had basically seen it a few years earlier. Anyways, she gets out of the shower with 10 minutes left on the movie, and demands that I put the chick flick on right now. I tried to reason with her that there are only 10 minutes left in the film that I was watching, and will watch the movie with her as soon as this one finished. She gave me an ultimatum that if I don't put her film on right now, she's going to go home. I said, you know what? You are going to go home. I got my keys, picked up her bag, and went to the car right away. We drove in silence and I dropped her off at the top of her driveway, which I usually drive down, but not tonight. The next day she thanked me for standing up to her and was even more friendly than usual. I see now that this is my first experience with the shit test, and looks like I passed it. Anyway, thanks for your service, Sandman. Well, Jeff, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Originally, you wanted me to talk about a man that got caught in a doorway on a New York subway train and was subsequently dragged until his soul left his body, if you know what I mean. It was just a freak accident, didn't really have anything to do with female nature. That's what happens when you don't have conductors that stick their heads out the window to make sure that no one is stuck in a doorway. Even in the 1980s in Toronto, we had three train operators, one in the front, one in the back, and one in the middle, to make sure that the doors were all clear. Today, the process is more automated. As for you passing your very first shit test and only after 20 years realizing what it really was, I'm glad this community can enlighten you about female nature. The first time I showed a woman respect by making a big purchase for her, paying for an expensive anniversary trip, I was disrespected for doing so, and told that I was only taking her on the trip that I had planned and that it wasn't about her. I never paid for another trip after that, and she paid her half, and the complaining ended as well. If you're with a woman, you have to keep on passing those shit tests, or basically she will steamroll right over you. But I don't want to live like that, passing one annoying test after another. It's bothersome disciplining a fully grown woman child that's basically Peter Pan with breasts and a vagina, and you're Captain Hook hoping that she doesn't rip off your other hand. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to if you pass all the shit tests with your wife, you'll get a stroke. But if you don't pass them, you'll get divorced, clown world show. The last time I passed a shit test, I spoke to a woman sternly and gave her an angry tone, but kept the rational part of my brain going. She smiled and enjoyed it. I hated it, because I could see that she was enjoying herself watching me get agitated. She was complaining about technology replacing women in the kitchen. Things like dishwashing machines and robots to do the work. I said that women don't like tech that does the work around the house because then they can't pretend to have suffered all day. I said, sure, let's get rid of the robot vacuum cleaner, dishwasher as well. But why stop there? Why not get rid of the stove, fridge, clothes washing machine, etc.? Women should have to go out into the ice house in the backyard or preserve food like in the olden days by smoking it or pickling it. With no stove, women will have to cook over an open fire and wash clothes by hand to get them clean. You could tell the woman was looking like she was getting wet, thinking about all the hard work she'd have to do without all those labor-saving devices. After a few weeks of doing all those tasks, a woman would then be begging for her electric automation again. Obesity is also another shit test. Men failed it, and now women are fat. If a woman asks, does this dress make her look fat, the answer should always be yes. If you get any fatter, pumpkin, I'll have to haul you out of here in a dump truck and find a new skinnier girlfriend. All those Al Bundy jokes where fat women enter the shoe store and he mocks them, he's actually passing the shit test. One of the women said, you wouldn't be saying something like that behind my back. He says he would, but the problem is, his car has only got half a tank of gas. Shows like that socialize men to make fun of mammoth-sized mams. On the flip side, it socialized young women to be skinny and attractive, like Al's daughter Kelly, which he gave validation to. Plus, Al Bundy was always putting his wife in her place by basically telling her to get into the kitchen and cook something. He was making her beg for sex by practicing semen retention as well. In reality, she probably got sexually frustrated once or twice and slept with the mailman. And that's why Bud, the wannabe stud, Al's son, is only 5 foot nothing in height. As for your story, Jeff, you learned to put that behavior in check automatically. You didn't need no fancy pants philosophy to tell you what to do. But MGTOW philosophy helps you make sense of your life experiences, and that's where its greatest value lies. That's what the censors on YouTube are trying to stop. Men figuring out why women and themselves react in certain ways. Clearly there's power in that knowledge. The real tragedy, Jeff, is that you were dating in the 1990s like myself, and we really believed in equality. We drank the period blood Kool-Aid of equality, and thought that women were just like us with breasts. Especially considering that when we were in our teens and 20s, they were just as into sex as we were. We had no idea that women's testing behavior was there constantly to make sure that we were and continued to be suitable mates for them. Maybe our version of the shit test should be that if they get fat, we just send them back. That they have to be on guard with regards to gaining weight at all times. That we turn them down sexually when they put on a few pounds. That's probably how the writers of Married with Children justified Al's wife Peggy being so thin and trim. Can you imagine the off-screen shaming language her character would receive from Al Bundy if she gained a few pounds? Shame is used because it works. It always has. It works to get women to improve themselves. Women use shit tests to get men to improve themselves too. For men to practice their skills standing up to women, because if he doesn't, she's going to lead him to ruin. This also keeps a man sharp so that when he goes out into the world, he doesn't actually let himself get walked all over by other dudes. The opposite of shit tests for men is shame tests for women. Almost like men have to reinforce a woman's low self-esteem and take away positive validation if she starts looking like a walrus with breasts. What's awful about your story, Jeff, is that the woman you were involved with didn't have the patience to wait just 10 minutes. This shows you that she doesn't love you. If she did, wouldn't she actually have wanted to see her partner satisfied because he finally got to see the end of some show that he started watching many years ago? She knows what it feels like, so only a selfish monster with memories would take away the satisfaction and feeling you get from getting closure after all those years. It's like when I was a kid in 1981 and I saw Star Wars on television for the first time. I didn't watch it from the beginning. I just saw Darth Vader walk in with a bunch of stormtroopers and that trash compactor scene on the Death Star, and then my mother was like, "It's time for bed." It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen up to that point, and I didn't get the satisfaction of watching it to completion, which totally sucked. So you were not only pissed at her and drove her home, but also didn't get closure once more. Most young guys today have no idea what it was like in the days before online video streaming. A smart simp would have basically had a VCR ready on hand to record the show. But I'm guessing that the romantic comedy was going to be played on it, so that wouldn't have worked now, would it? I bet there are some guys out there that think to themselves, "I've passed every shit test a woman has thrown at me." Well, if that's the case and she's pushing your emotional buttons, then I hope you've got a good health plan that covers hypertension, heart disease, and stroke. While doing wedding and bar mitzvah photography, I always see women intentionally getting on guys' nerves and testing them without end. If they're especially bad, then sometimes I see grandpa with a stroke in the corner in his wheelchair. And if he has a daughter, then usually she's following in her mother's footsteps by driving her husband crazy as well. If you date a woman, always pay attention to her mother and how she treats her father. If mom is constantly shit-testing dad, then it's most likely your future too. I've pointed out to women their shit-testing behavior before, and then they would call me evil or cruel. Yes, I'm the cruel one for wanting them to stop their cruelty aimed at me. They get satisfaction when I call out their shit-tests, and then a few days later they try it again. There's nothing like the fulfillment a female feels when she's making you feel awful, and has to be the equivalent of sex for women. It's all about drama for drama's sake, and if you call it out, they respect you for it after the fact. But while it's actually being called out, usually they give you the cold shoulder, with a slight smile breaking in the corner of their pie holes. Relationships and marriages for a man are all about trading stress for sex. For women, after a while, they're all about trading their stress for an occasional sex. Even when a relationship is supposedly functional, it's the woman that normally gets the better end of the deal. When I dated during my life, and was in longer-term relationships, I would pass any and all shit tests surrounding money. The only reason I paid for that trip and got attacked for it was because I was making a lot of money at the time, trading stocks, and it didn't mean to me as much as when it did in other times. But most of the time I was cheap and would insist that women would always pay their way. When I did that, women would treat me well. If I pay for things, then they treat me poorly or get agitated. I also think it has something to do with a woman not wanting to be in a man's debt. Not necessarily financial debt, but social debt. That if you pay for things, she feels like she might actually owe you sex or oral pleasure at some point. Whenever I've given a woman a big gift, the next time we exchange gifts, she would give me one just as big. They keep track of things like that, and they basically want to be like the Godfather character from the films, but with a vagina. When the time comes, they want to be able to call on you for a favor, it seems. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Jeff for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way you should have ripped off the robe and spanked that woman to try to basically get you to turn on a romantic comedy while turning off your cheesy made-for-TV movie. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that say one thing but mean something completely different away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.